$725.
Does it sort of sense? Because it's silver. You're paying for the
It's
one.
Not silver. I didn't get a seller. I have to see if he has a seller. I should buy a seller, right?
Oh, you bought these?
Yeah. From Living Torah Museum.
Okay.
He also sent me a Meridiger article with it. He has the only litra around. You know what a litra looks like?
No.
Litra looks like this with a handle. A litra is a coin.
Okay.
Now litra is a machlek is riff.
I know.
Litra is a machlek is riff Rashi. The riff Rashi in Mukiyasef. How many grams a riff litra weighs? And nafkamina is ben tzari mara. Is litra baser.
This is a dinner.
Mevaza tam tchachem. You have to pay a litra.
I don't know this is real.
It's not. Don't worry about it.
It is real.
It looks good. It's a piece of silver that's tarnished.
This guy knows what he's doing. This is a guy's.
No, it's been, he sells
it's heavy. This is heavy for a son.
Shalom Tzvi, there's Phoenician on there. It must be real.
Oh, Azoy.
Is it a fruit one?
Anyway, I have a bunch of fruits. I put them in there.
Any trays, is
it? Possible, yeah. Everything's possible. And if my grandmother had a deal, she'd be a roller skate.
Anyway, so he went, he got this litra the week where Rabbi Yashua had his surgery in 2012.
Right.
And he wanted to show it to Rabbi Yashua. The problem is you can't take in an archaeological.
This is you can't even see it. It's a piece of metal.
This guy, first of all, a picture on there.
You can barely see it.
He knows. This guy's not.
Tell me you paid a quarter for this, okay?
I paid $725 for the set.
All these?
The prutas I had five at home, so I just put them in the thing.
Five, six, seven. He gave you two prutas?
He gave me one prutas, I had six.
Two, four,
six. Somebody walked off for one. Hold on. Check the camera.
Prutas you get a lot, you can get prutas.
I found one. We were doing archaeological digs in Israel, and Sar found one in the sifting project that we sent them all the stuff in the Harbais, and we found the coin.
They let you keep it?
No. But if you find a coin, then they will identify it. They'll tell you what you found if you find the coin.
Anyway, the kids are, so there's litra. He got permission from the Israeli government to bring it in and bring it back because he wanted it for his museum.
Right.
He bought a shipwreck.
Uh-huh.
And in the shipwreck was litra.
Interesting.
They showed him what he found. And he said, I want to buy the whole shipwreck. It was worth it just for that.
I thought Moses.
He went to Rabbi Yashiv and they weren't sure at that point. Rabbi Yashiv's memory was all there. He was 98 years old at that surgery.
Right.
So he waited in the kitchen where Rabbi Yashiv was learning Chumash. After he finished learning, he looked up. He was sitting there all set up with his... He had these coins and he had this litra.
Right.
And he told Yashiv, the litra weighs 354 grams, which is Rosh Hashitah, exactly.
Right.
And Yashiv said, so Ben Semer, the Gemara says, never happened. So why don't... It's not a game for that. Tam Tchachem, Ramah says that today's no shaking being involved Tam Tchachem. There's no real Tam Tchachem like Amal. Okay. And we pass like the Ramah.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
We pass like the Ramah. He says... But it is Negev for, I don't know, 5, 10 other places in Shas. He went through every place. And he said, so could we pass him from it? He said, yeah, you could pass him from it because Rashi only knew his psak on Tefillin, Shalroi, on Tefillin, because he found the old pair of Tefillin.
Okay.
And may you see that you finally put Tefillin, even though that the Rishonim argue on what a litra was, it was a Chesaron Yediyah. And now that you're the only one to date that ever has a litra in 2,200 years, we could pass him with your litra. It's 354 grams. That's what a litra is.
What's the
Tam Chacham? If you're involved in Tam Chacham, you have to pay a litra or something.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, and Lagabe, these coins, he went through all Shas every time in Negeya, a coin, this, that. And afterwards, he turned to his grandson. He says, you think his mind is good?
Okay.
You think after the surgery? It was Klar. Right.
The quarter.
Yeah. Which one is that?
It's a Talki.
Israel Talki. Israel Talki, he has it here. You have Israel? Yes, Israel. A seller is 96 Israel.
You got? This is what, all silver?
A seller must have been bigger than an Israel. Because the Gemara says.
Israel Talki, that was.
No, this is pretty big.
Oh,
the ma is teen.
Silver, but that's 100% silver. Ma is silver.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's 100% silver, so that's why it's so tiny.
But you got this also?
It makes sense now. It's silver.
This is on his website.
I got a copper. It's really
expensive. Does he have a sell on his website, by the way? For sale?
No, that's the only thing I saw on his site.
I have to call tomorrow to see if he has a seller. Because I have a dinner. Shekel we have, right? Shekel we have? Is there a shekel there?
No.
I didn't see a shekel.
So I need to get a shekel. Dinner he has?
Yeah, but Zuz. We need
you. Amal you have?
Yeah.
So I need a shekel and a seller. I have to call him tomorrow. See if I can buy a shekel and sell it. You know what I should call? I should call Tzvi Rotberg, see if he has a shekel and sell it. Yeah.
By the way, you should reclaim wood. You know, it's a big market for reclaimed wood from shipwrecks.
The rich people make
a lot of stuff from them. The wealthy people pay a lot of money to get reclaimed wood from shipwrecks, and they make like tables from them and all that kind of stuff. Like weathered wood.
He knows his business. I'm not going to tell him what to do.
I have a hunch he took whatever he could and sold it.
I'm sure. All right, and he gave me this paper. Very cool. This guy's good.
He lives it.
I didn't know he's still open. Very cool, no?
But they're all different weights. If you would weigh this, and you weigh this.
What, the pruta? Prutas weren't. It wasn't a set thing. It was pieces. You see there.
Everything else is
from Paros.
Is set. That's what I'm saying. Goes by weight. All right. You ready to roll? Kama. What are we up to? Nun Aleph and Beis. We're up to the Mishnah. So basically, today's Mishnah is sponsored in Meschus, Omer Mikasim ben on Esther, hopefully get him out in time for Pesach. And all the other people that need Refuah Shleimus. Zok the Gemara, commentate in the Mishnah, commentate Aselech HaSeir. Basically, in the coins in those days, the coins were by weight. And when a coin was messed around with, it was used a lot, it lost weight. And because it lost weight, it lost value.
As you can see.
Now, so if you have a coin, if I'm paying you with a coin, let's say a seller has 96 Isser, but if it's worn out, it's only worth 90 Isser or 80 Isser, then really you didn't pay me. Let's say something costs 10 Sela, you really didn't pay me 10 Sela. So at what point does the seller not become a seller? At what point could the guy who you gave the seller to say, listen, you ripped me off? Where's the know on the money? So commentate as seller chaser. So pashtus, in regular case, is shtus. Everything is shtus. That's what we had before. By money, the Gemara is going to say it's different. There's two ways, two pshatim in the Gemara. One of the pshatim is money is different. And the reason is because money is used al deat chak. So there's a three-way machlokes in the Mishnah. What makes it that money is not good anymore? What makes it? I know. So kamte asal chaser v'leibay nor amei aimer arba isaris iser and iser ladiner, which means 1/24th of a shekel of a seller. So a seller has 96 iser. So if it goes down 4 iser, which is 1/24th of 96, or a dinner has 24 iser and it goes down 1 iser, that's 1/24th, he owes that, becomes aino, and it's done. Remei aimer.
Then becomes
mechtois. Not mechtois, aino is like a shtos, you have to return, the difference. A machlok is Ramnasan and Rabba, and Chum, depends who you hold like. We pass like Ramnasan. So Gemara says, Remei aimer, arbi soros, isil dinner, it's 4. Arbi Saras Isla dinner. One second, he says, I'm sorry, but that's what you just said. Rehuda Aimer. Rehuda says, Arba Punjainis Pudyon dinner. 4 Punjainis means a seller has 48 Punjainis. 4 into 48 is 12, is 1/12. So he owes a 12th of the coin is what makes it that it's Aino. Reb Shimon Aimer, which is the regular halacha. Shmein Punjainis, Shnei Punjainis dinner, which is a 6th. So on Mosai Mutal Hachsa, at what point means I give Yerman a coin, I buy something for him, and I give him a seller. I come back a year later and I say I found out the seller wasn't worth. Yerman comes back a year later and says you gave me bad money. What's the time? So I look like this. Bikrachim in big cities, Akdeshiel Shulchani, because there were Shulchanis, the Gemara's explained, there were Shulchanis Nimtza. Bekforim, in small cities, Arabi Shabbos is the more explained, because that's when you go shopping, and the mumchim, the people who are selling, constantly selling, they know the value of coins, they know the weight, they know how to evaluate it. So if you give the money to people who are constantly handling coins, and they say it's a good coin, at that point you're done, you can't go back to the guy afterwards. And then 3 weeks later you find out your coin is a little rubbed out, and more than what you thought, that was the value, you can't go back there, you will. Now, in Hayam Akira, I feel like Shnei Mas Chodesh, Mekabla Himenu. The Ein Lay Allah El Terumas, and the Gemara is explaining what's Ein Lay Terumas. Don't forget, the guy just did you a favor. So it means that the guy's not Mekabla, you only have Terumas, and the Gemara is explaining what Terumas is. But Nois Lam Aysa Sheini, the Allah is, you could give it to redeem Aysa Sheini. And the Gemara is going to explain also that people who take money that's rubbed out a little bit, let's say four issers makes it, I know, let's say it's only two issers, so it's rubbed out, so that somebody who's very makbid that his money has to be exactly 96 isser, that's a stingy guy, and you shouldn't be like that. And when it comes to Ma'aseh Sheni, even though it's rubbed out, you can consider the money as if it's not rubbed out. And the Gemara is going to ask on that, that you're being Mechal of Ma'aseh Sheni, you're Mezalzel of Ma'aseh Sheni. The Gemara is going to talk about it.
Doesn't the Ma'aseh Sheni need to have a face on the coin?
Mitzayat HaKesef, Biyadcha.
So if you're
going to
rub it out, if it's not going to have a face on it.
It could be rubbed out. Look at the Pruto. Give me the Pruto for a second. Give me a Pruto. No, I'm saying, yeah, it's not. This has stuff on it. You can see it.
Yeah, but it's still.
But it's still the edges all, you know. It loses weight.
Right, it loses weight. I'm saying, but the point is.
But you can still see the picture. It's Atta Kesef. Here, where's that one that has a picture? One of them has a picture on it. This guy here. This one has a picture on it. You see the picture. But it's rubbed out. I mean, it's definitely not the original thing. It's a copper coin. This. Anyway. So that's the Mishnah. Zot the Gemara, very minu. Mini. I'm going to ask a question on the Gemara, on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kamte Asel Chasero, Lo Yehi Boyano. Which means, how much is it allowed to be rubbed out? Till what point could it be rubbed out? And it's still considered a regular coin, it's not enough. That's what the Mishnah is saying. The Braisa says, Ad Kamte Asela Chasero V'yeh Boyano. Which means, that by these Shurim there is enough, and it says the same Shurim as the Mishnah. So is it I know, is it not I know? Which one, what are we talking about? So Gemara says, Amar Papa Lekasha, Tani Don Kachoshim Min Mata Lamala, from bad to good. Tana Bra Kachoshim Min Mata Lamata. So it depends where you're counting from, where your starting point is. Ma'ishna B'Selo, the Gemara, the Pligi, that we have Machloikis, Ma'ishna B'Talos, Le Pligi. Now Mishnah, we started off with Talos, we got by no, everybody holds the Shtus. Over here, all of a sudden, we have three shittas. So Gemara says, Amarava, which is a big chiddush, Mantana, Talos, Rav Shimon. Who's the one who holds by Talos is Shtus, Rav Shimon. And he over here also holds Shtus. And the other Mandamarim would argue by Talos also that's not a Shtus, it's 1/24th and 1/12th, which is a big chiddush. But that's what this Mandamar holds. Abai Amar, which is the regular Pashim Shat, Talos, Ad Shtus, Machal Inish. By Talos, Til Shtus, Yemichal. The Amri Inchi, Ashul Gabech. A person needs to have good clothing. He's willing to overpay to a certain point because clothing is important to have a quality clothes. Not fancy, not shreidik, not cool. Good clothing is important. One second. When it comes to food, you should not overpay for food. Don't go to an expensive restaurant because there's no difference. Your belly gets full whether it's expensive food or cheap food. I don't know, it's interesting. Expensive food, I guess it doesn't matter. The Gemara says, Sela, but when it comes to a coin, Kim loy sagale loy machel. If it's not good, if he can't use it, he's not machel at all. And that's the machlokes over here. By a coin, it depends. Each one is saying that the coin is less, is more out of debt, is a coin that's compromised. Once it's compromised and it's not really be able to use it all over the place, then people are not machel that. Gufa, Ad kama te'asel chaser v'yehei b'ayano. How much should you have and should be an aramei? I'm Abraham Yisar Zisar. Dinner, this is the Mishnah of Yudah, I'm a Gedal, Pinyon, Pinyon, Dinner. I'm Shimon, I'm a Shmoyin, I'm a Pinyon, Shnei, Pinyon, Dinner. Yes, Al-Kain, if it's more than all these Shittas, whichever Shitta you are, Moichar B'Shavya, you sell it whatever it's worth. Now, at Kama Tivkas V'Yerushal Kama, how much could it go down? Means how much could this coin take a Misames? Now, let's take one that the Mishnah uses, a Pruta. You have a Pruta in the Mishnah? You have a Pruta, one of the things is a Pruta?
You have a Sela. That's what
I don't have a Sela.
That's the most commonly used one.
Give me something, give me a Ma. What do you have? You have a Ma? Ma is teeny.
Kind of a piece.
Teeny thing.
Ma Kesef.
This is a Ma Kesef.
But remember, a Ma Kesef was enough to go ahead and use to buy a carton for the Chagigah.
A Ma is right. A Ma is 4 Isser. No, a Ma is a lot less than a Sela. A Sela has 96 Isser. It's a small thing.
Yeah.
A Punyan, where's a Punyan? There's a Punyan here. Is there a punyan here?
The carpet that would go ahead and be mushroom for the
punyan. It also depends what material are all these. You have to know.
This is, looks like copper. I don't know what this is. This is a punyan.
The maw is silver.
Right.
You know.
Maybe it's worth more.
Right.
Yeah, but it's only 4 isser a ma. It's still small. A punyan is 2 isser. This is very cheap. This is like a penny item.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how much could it go down that you're allowed to keep it? Which means you're not allowed to keep stuff that people could, by mistake, put back into circulation because it's a michshel. So, what is the besela ad shekel, the dinner ad roiva, and pachas mekan, iser aser. And the more is going to say what this means, pachas mekan. Why iser aser? Once it's less than I know, even a mashri, you're not allowed to keep it. The more is going to say, hariz alim kareh little tager, you're not allowed to sell it, not to a tager. A guy who's constantly selling, little cherem, a guy who's strong armed guy, little horik, somebody who will kill people. Nishimiram basachem. What happens is these people are forced to take their stuff, and mela, other people get hurt.
But they're going to put it back into circulation.
Right, and that's a big problem. Zokti Gemara Baiter, Eli Yikvenas, what should you do with it? Yikvenas, Yitlenas, Betzar, Benoy, Betzar, Bito, make it into a charm. And the Gemara Baiter is going to say, because you make a hole through the charm, and it's not talking about when you make a hole on the side. You make a hole on the side, you could just cut it off and just cut the pruta a little bit. Make it a little funny shape, and you can use it. It's when you make a hole in the middle, and the Gemara is going to ask on that. Armar, besela ad shekel, bedinah ad roiva. Maishna besela ad shekel, maishna bedinah ad roiva. Arbaim, my roiva, the tani nami, roiva shekel. That's what it means. Amarav, dekenam, the tani roiva, like tani revia. Shmamino, that's a raya. So, frankly, Gemara, lama lemisli, dinah b'shekel. Why are you totally a dinah b'shekel? Someone says, "Stop!" Another halacha we're learning out from them was like a kamashmal and the ikad dinner the asim shekel. There's a dinner that comes from a shekel, which means that if the shekel goes down in value half, it becomes a dinner, right? Because a shekel, we said,
resize it.
Yeah, a shekel is 2 dinner. So a shekel that's half worn out is resized and has a value and becomes like a dinner, I guess.
It's yeah. Same material.
Yeah. Zotik Gemara. Damar Abami dinner abba mishakum mutal kaima dinner abba mesela asal kaimai, and why? Because a sela has how many? A sela is 2 shekel.
Because it came from something thicker.
Rashi says, and this is what I wanted to bring it in, but I don't have a thick one. I don't have a sela. Rashi says it's very thick.
Even though it's not the right size anymore.
You're going to come right.
Because you cut it in half, but it's still going to be thick like the other ones.
Like the other ones, you're going to end up making a mistake of the shekel, so you can't keep it. Zoti Gemara.
My Kamar.
Pachas Mekan, Isser. Aser, my kamar, I'm buying a hach kamar. Pichsa sela, yosim bechdei. I know, iser aser. I'm like Rabbi Yachai, I feel a mashu, even a drop. El Amrav, pichsa sela, iser le dinner aser. We're stomach ramei. We're going ramei shita. Tanan aslam, sela shnipsela veskina. You have a sela that was pasul veskina sheshokem moshkal is using it as a weight because it's done with money. It's done. It's out of circulation. You can't use it anymore. The halacha is tameya because it says dinner mekeli. Ad kama tivchos yerusha lekaima lesela shnei dinrin. Pachas began yakutz, cut it in half. Yes, al kemai. I'm rabuna. Pachas began yakutz. Yes, al ken yakutz. Either one you should cut it in half. Rabbi Ami Amar. Pachas began yakutz. Yes, al ken yakaim. More than that, why? And Rashi says legabi sela minkra pichas la mechliva b'sela. You're not gonna. It's so noticeable. Like it's a big coin. So it's very noticeable. So Meisvei, yes, al came Moichu b'Shavia. My love, she picks her Yosef Megdein also. Lo Yisera. Lo Yisera. Dakat lo picks her Megdein also. Moichu b'Shavia. Meisvei, I come and tivkas v'yosho the kaima. Besela ad shekel. My love, the pachas port to port. It goes down slowly. This is Kashan Rav Huna. Right? Because Rav Huna said, Huna Shita was. But you see clearly this thing went down in value up to the point. If it went down port to port, so it means that there was a point it should be also kaima. So Gemara says, it got compromised in one shot. It went into a fire, and I guess at that point it melted off some of the shekel, some of the seller. You're not allowed to put it between your weights. You're not allowed to throw it between your shards of kesev. Why could someone cut off the hole? Even if you make a hole. Either yisuk means to burn it, grind it, or yosuk, or melt it. Or yokuts, or crack in half, or yelch na melech. You got to destroy it. Depends when you make the hole. It's like getting a license that's expired. So what they do is they make a hole. They make the hole on the side. You could cut it off and still use the license as a shtickle. You know what I mean? So they make the hole in the middle that nobody could make a mistake like that. Why is the tallis different? My tallis was at 2 hours. Over here we're saying krochem and kvarim. Why don't we make the same chilek? The talis is by krochen. Rabbi Amar, no talis. Everybody knows the faragama toy. Sela kin lab kolin shkim megava el shochani hilka bekrochen. The shochani is a big city. At shochani bekvarim the lek shochani adav shabos the sokol shuka. Zok the gemara v'imayam akira afil achshem as kodesh. Heichi I bekrochen haamret at shochani I bekvarim haamret adav shabos. What's going on over here? Amar chiz the midas chasidus shanukan. I'm going to ask you on that. Ain't no level to rumors. Laman, ilu chosid, like kabul kibble, but ain't level to rumors to ever. Like, what's going on? The guy was mekabel 12 months, but he's muttering under his breath the whole time home. This shmeiger comes to me after 12 months. Achutz benayra. Then don't be mekabel. I saw Rishonim speak out. When you do a chesed, if you're going to do it begrudgingly, you're better off not doing the chesed. That's not midas chasidus. Midas chasidus, do the chesed and do it with a full heart. And if this guy couldn't do it with a full heart, then he's not a chassid. So Gemara says, "Vel lehech the kabla minay." It means the guy who gave it, who took it back. The boss of a commentary, Rumus Tehavale. Honestly, the guy did the biggest favor in the world. Yes, the Rumus. So the Gemara, "Hakamara achar abishe ein mekabel menu ein lelo terumus." Somebody who's not mekabel, he only has the Rumus. He has nothing else on him. Zok the Gemara weiter. Somebody who's very machped that his money has to weigh exactly what it's supposed to weigh, like let's say a seller is 96 iser, then he's a nefesh ra. He's a stingy guy. That's only if you could use it. If you want to take Ma'is Hasheni and redeem it, part of the Shavia has to be in the same, let's say your money is worth 93 Yisr, has to be you redeem it in a 93 Yisr. But when you Paris, which means you take a compromised coin that's only 90, instead of 96 Yisr, 94 Yisr, and you could you look at it as if it's a regular full coin, and Michal the Ma'is Hasheni, which means in a way, you're being mezalzel ma'aser sheni. That's what it comes out. Is that what he holds? So basically, what the halacha is like this: when I'm mechal ma'aser sheni, the halacha is you don't mechal. Let's say I have $10 with the ma'aser sheni. I don't take a coin that's worth $10 because the coins you can't do exact. So you always overestimate. That's the halacha of ma'aser sheni. You take a coin that's $11 and you take a $10 a peris and you mechal onto that. You have an extra dollar. What happens if you have a peris ma'aser sheni that's less than a pruto? So you can't mechal on anything. What do? You go back to your last chilul because you always have leftover room. because you have shal pruta left over, pach shal pruta, and you mechal onto that coin because you have room. So what do you see? You see clearly that not just don't you take a coin that's compromised and use it as not a compromised coin, even a coin that's totally not compromised, you don't take ma'aser sheni and mechal on something 100%, you know, nickel to nickel. It's you always leave more room in the ma'aser sheni, in the mice. So you see, pung faker not just is not shava b'shava, you even leave more room. So how could you say over here, you take a coin that's compromised and use it for ma'aser sheni and make believe it's not compromised? So Gemara says, "Ma'ad be yafa, but toiras yafa." The trezi lives and live. What it means is, which means that you could be mechal the mice, just like you mechal, and just like mice in Yerushalayim, you could only be pirate with whatever it's worth. So too be mechal, you could only mechal what it's worth. Aye, what does it mean with yafa over here? It means with Torah's yafa.
According to its good worth, a sure worth,
right?
So what's the trade zile and one zile, chan zile and trade zile?
Means that you could, you're allowed to, you can be mechal on a seller chasera.
That's fine,
but not to take a demay seller and say that it's yafa. Azoy vaynat. That zikha you can't do.
That would be trade zile.
To make it more than it's worth. Zuck.
Okay, what's the tray there? What's the two zilis? You don't have one.
It means you could be mechal on a coin that's not good. It doesn't have to be a solid coin. But you can't say that you have more in the coin than you have. You only have a 94 iser. You can't say you have 96 iser.
Not only sell a chesero, but also to say that it's worth more.
That it's worth more, exactly. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Matzah Shabbos. We'll be in touch. Now, anybody have Tzvi Rappig's number? Let me see if I get a shekel.